into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Galen Ross. We've carried Galen's material for a long time. He actually wrote a book. It was called Who's Who in the Elite, and certainly an extensive list of the people in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, and how these people really are in the dominant positions running our country. Then he wrote a wonderful book, The Elite Serial Killers, going into the background of people who have killed our various presidents. Because who was really responsible for the assassination of President Lincoln? Did you know that John Wilkes Booth actually survived and ended up living in India after, of course, he had taken a trip to London, where he was well paid for having killed an American president, at least according to a book written by his granddaughter? And, of course, there's a great deal of evidence there was a conspiracy, and it involved European bankers who wanted to punish President Lincoln. He had the audacity to produce and manufacture independent money that was used to finance the Civil War. It was not subservient to the international banking cartel that existed at that time and still exists today. And of course, you'll find the same forces behind the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King. And certainly we've been able from other sources to document the fact that Martin Luther King was killed by a cabal working for our government. We have a 40% on the execution of Martin Luther King that we put together with people, interviews with people who attended the trial. Oh yes, there was a trial where the Martin Luther King's family said, look, we knew James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King. This man, his name was, doesn't really matter, Jowers, but he admitted that he was part of the CIA mafia hit on Martin Luther King. And after 4 weeks, the jury came in and said, yes, the CIA was involved, and not a word in the controlled media. How could you suppress something like that? That's why you need to get our 4-tape set on the execution of Martin Luther King. Anyway, Galen has done a lot of great work. We're indebted to him for getting the story of the beating that was held the night before the murder of John Kennedy, and, of course, his interview with the mistress of President Johnson, who tells the story and tells what President Johnson told her about the plan to kill Kennedy before it occurred. So And we even have a two-hour interview with that woman, actually in one of our tape sets. But Mark, Galen has done a lot of other great information. Now he's come up with a book and with a DVD. What has the elite done to us? Galen, thanks so much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Stan, because you're so well informed.
Why don't you just go ahead and pick up on this theme of what has the elite done to us? Because I think it's important people understand these people are in charge today. They've intentionally destroyed our economy. They intend to destroy the very structure of our nation, transfer our wealth to other nations, impoverish our people, enslave our people. But the average person finds it difficult to believe that we aren't really trying to get out of this economic quagmire we're in, and yet the whole idea is, as they say, oh, we're going to get you out, we're working to create jobs, we're trying to get the economy going. They're doing everything they can to destroy this nation and enslave our people. So you pick up the story.
Yeah, the elite control everything of significance in the entire world. But today, let's just talk about the United States. They control all of our major mainstream news media except for the internet and talk show hosts like you and a number of others. And they control banking, they control manufacturing, they control both houses of Congress, they control the president, they control the Supreme Court. Naturally, they control the Defense Department and all of the major departments within the federal government. And so with this power, they can make anything happen, or they can rewrite history. And they lie to us all the time. As far as Woodrow Wilson, they've created lies. And all of the presidents have been surrounded by members of the elite Bilderberg's Council, Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission, and Skull and Bone Society people. And so the presidents just do what they're told. And they actually have to sell their soul before they're ever allowed to even run for office. And so this is something that they really have no control over. They do exactly what they're told. And you're right, Stan. They're trying to destroy this nation, our sovereignty. They're trying to make paupers out of our citizens. They send our jobs overseas. There's no end to what they do to try to destroy this nation. So the only way we can really get to the bottom of this and turn it around, and I think of it as a giant pendulum. The pendulum has swung too far in their direction. In order to get it back to neutral, we're going to have to swing it exactly the same distance in the other direction, so which means we're going to have to take some very radical steps in order to gain control of this nation again. But it has to be done in a logical order. And first order is we need to clean up our election process, because electronic voting, they absolutely control the outcome of all elections through electronic voting. So we've got to eliminate all electronic voting machines and go back to the paper ballot. And I don't care what it takes a month to count the votes, as long as the vote count is accurate.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American News.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I just stand back here, and of course, Galen's, Ross is our guest this morning. His new book, One of the Elites, done to us. But he's talking about the electronic voting. Ladies and gentlemen, you remember back in the year 2000, all that talk about hanging chads, you know, on the ballots there in Florida? That was all night after night after night. All we heard about was hanging chads. That was to justify electronic voting, so they can simply rig all the votes, and they do rig our elections. I mean, if you think for 1 minute they haven't rigged the 2000 election, the 2004 election, I mean, John Kerry won the election. I mean, they had precincts in Ohio with 8,000 registered voters and 12,000 votes for George Bush. How could you have 8,000 voters or 800 voters and 1,200 votes for George Bush? You couldn't. Did you ever hear that the Green Party and the Libertarians challenged the voting there in Ohio, and they found out that, of course, it was rigged? But, of course, you're never going to hear about this because the media is controlled. But they can tell you exactly who's going to win the elections. Beforehand, we've got a wonderful DVD where D.B. Kidd tells about when she ran for Congress and the election was rigged and stolen from her, and it was all done through the phony counting of the votes. And somebody once said, doesn't matter how people vote, it's who counts the votes that's important. And if we don't get rid of electronic voting and get back to paper ballots, forget about voting, because it's fraudulent. They know it's fraudulent, but they want to get the perception, give you the idea, oh, we'll get to the next election, everything's going to be fine. No, it's not going to be fine, because they rigged the elections, because we're dealing with dishonest people. Go right ahead, Galen.
Here in Texas, you have to provide a photo ID, like a driver's license, and then voter registration in order to vote. And many places, they don't require that. In fact, the drive-by voting is done in quite a number of areas. So, first of all, the first thing we got to do is clean up the election process and then make sure that the TV talking heads don't project the winner ahead of time, because a lot of people they want to vote for the winner. And so, if they say the winner is A, then they'll go to the polls and vote for A. Or B, they'll go to the polls and vote for B. But these exit polls are influencing the voting everywhere, so we really should make it illegal for anyone to project the outcome of an election or to conduct exit polls or to produce the results of any of these votes or polls until after the election has been completely notified to everybody. So now, once we clean up the electoral process, the next step is we've got to eliminate the two-party system. The way the two-party system works now, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or Republican in control of the House and the Senate or the presidency, the names change, but the practices don't change. And it's absolutely corrupt. If the Democrats are in charge of Congress, if they're trying to pass some law, whether it's good for us or bad for us, the Republicans will vote against it. And when the Republicans are in control, they will do the same thing. So nothing should be done in Congress to either help or hurt the opposing party. Everything done in Congress should be done to increase the quality of life of the citizens of the United States, and they have not done anything like that as long as I can remember. I don't remember a law that was passed that was directly in my benefit, and certainly in my time.
Well, what we have to understand is the leaders of both the Republican and the Democratic Party are globalists. Their loyalty is not to the United States. The purpose of globalism is to transfer the wealth and the manufacturing and the factories of the United States to other countries. And since both political parties are dedicated to that, this is why our living standards are going down. This is why General Motors is opening new factories in China and in India and in Brazil. When it's totally controlled by the American government. The American government owns 60% of the stock in General Motors, and we're closing factories in America and closing down distributors in America and opening them up in communist China. Why would our government do that? And why, if the Democrats are controlling General Motors, don't the Republicans speak out? Because they're all on the same team. You just can't let the suckers know. Go right ahead, Gavin.
And so the only way to eliminate the two-party system is to elect independent party candidates. And so in every election, from the local municipal elections to the county to the state and the federal elections, there should be as competent an independent person running for the offices as we could find. We need to support them, and we need to elect them to office so that a good distribution might be to have one independent party A and independent party B both have 25%, the Democrats 25%, and Republicans 25%. Or the perfect would be to have everybody in elected office to be independent. And then once we have that, then we can start changing the laws so that our elected officials are doing things for the benefit of their constituents, like they need to get money out of the our federal government. They need to outlaw the contributions of special interest groups to our elected officials. And in fact, the Supreme Court, I believe it was 1974 or something like that. I have it in my book, but declared that money equals speech. And in last month or so, the Supreme Court again came in and said that corporations or large groups can contribute money to the campaigns of people running for office. And corporations are not people. People are supposed to vote on the people in office, and the people in office are supposed to do things for people. But it's all now been reversed by the Supreme Court to say now that corporations can take over all of it.
And I think it's so important that people understand that if our leaders who have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution would abide by that oath, there's very little they could do. In other words, you could have all the corporations spending all the money they wanted, but if the congressmen and senators were abiding by the Constitution and the restrictions would say that the Congress can only do certain things, it cannot do whatever it wants to, it cannot pass whatever law it wants to, it cannot appropriate as much money as it wants to, it can't get us into suddenly just battles all throughout the world, but certainly without ever even having a declaration of war. If they abided by the Constitution, why, you could have total corruption in Washington, D.C., and nothing to worry about. But we have total corruption in Washington, D.C., and they're not abiding by the Constitution, and they bankrupted our country, and America's on the way down, unless the American people care enough to get involved. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so the Constitution has been, as you say, absolutely ignored for probably the last 75 years. And so we need to get back to a constitutional form of government. And probably the most outstanding elected official in Washington is Ron Paul. And if there's a vote of 400-something to one on for or against a particular bill in front of the Congress, that one person voting against it is Ron Paul, and he votes against it if it doesn't stand the test of the Congress or the Constitution. And there's about four or five others in the House and Senate that are equally as patriotic as Ron Paul. But in order to get their attention, we need to replace, in the next election, we should vote against every incumbent in office except for Ron Paul, Marcy Kaptur, and there's two or three others that I still support. But if once we vote every incumbent out of office, then they must, I mean, if there's any logic in their mind at all, must say, well, our constituents put us in office and they just took us out. So maybe we ought to pay more attention to the constituents.
And maybe we ought to abide by the oath we've taken, you know, defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's the wording, foreign and domestic. We got an awful lot of domestic enemies of the Constitution. Unfortunately, most of them are congressmen.
That's right. And so if they're not working for our benefit, then they need to be out of office. And I've named Dr. Ron Paul and Marcy Kaptur. Brian Dargan has decided he's not going to run anymore. But he's another patriot. Bernie Sanders, Dan Rohrabacher, and Dennis Kucinich. By the way, is this a side story? When I published this book, What the Elite Have Done to America and How to Fix It, I sent a copy to these six people. And about 2 weeks later, I got a call from Dennis Kucinich saying, I want to thank you for including me along with those very strong patriots in Congress. And I will read your book, and I'll try to do my best to take a note of your suggestions and see if I can get something done about it. Now, I was amazed that someone like that, he ran for president, but someone of that importance called me up and said, thank you for including me in that small group of patriots. But this is sort of people that are strictly, if you ever watch C-SPAN, you'll see that those six people that I've just mentioned, they're always asking the right questions. They're always trying to demand the proper action. But they're always ignored by the other members of Congress. But that doesn't stop them. They keep speaking up anyway. They're like magpies barking at a cat. They won't shut up. But we need to replace every incumbent in this next election in November. And now that's only a third of the Senate. So if the rest of them don't get the message from the total elimination of incumbents this November, then the next time they're due to be up for office, we need to eliminate them too. but it has to be, they need to be replaced by independent people. And if there's not an independent person running for office, vote against the incumbent, whatever the party the opponent is. But we've got to get their attention, and that's the only way we can get their attention. And once we have control of Congress, then we can start really making things happen.
Amen.
And probably the next most important subject that needs to be addressed by Congress is our economic crisis. Well, the major, two or three of the major banks folded about almost 18 months ago now, and Congress has not done one thing to re-regulate the financial industry. And the Federal Reserve has done almost nothing to re-regulate. And the reason is that the banks and the financial organizations have come in and put just billions of dollars of money in.
Hold on, Galen. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Museum.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I'm Dan back here at American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, Galen Ross. And before we go on, Galen, I'd like you to go ahead and get your website out there so let people know how to get in touch with you. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7777.
Yes, if you'd like to check my website, it's www.4rie.com. That's 4rie.com, the number 4. And check my website and look at what I have on this very large website. It goes very deeply into the secret organizations, and it also provides descriptions of the books and tapes that I offer. And if they're interesting to you, you can call me at 800-410-5571. That's 800-410-5571. And you can order it over the phone with a Visa or MasterCard, or you can order it through the mail with a check, money order, or cash. So anyway, if you have an interest, that's how you can get a hold of me.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand how the elite have done what they've done. It's really all been through the fractional reserve banking system. Basically, with the system of banking we have, banks can create money out of nothing. In other words, basically, you have $1 in deposit, they can lend out $10. With that ability, they've been able to amass large sums of money and buy up the media. With that, they've been able to buy up the corporations. With that, they've been able to endow the universities and certainly control the university system, which, of course, has no academic freedom. You get a job there, you do what you're told, you say what you're supposed to say, or you are out and you will be banned in every university in this country. For all intents and purposes, this is how they control our reality. This is how they were able to buy up the media and control our reality. And until people understand that the fractional reserve banking system is the vehicle by which they've been able to create artificial prosperity, and now, of course, they are intentionally withholding credit. And you can't have this system work the way it's been set up in the past without readily availability of credit. And simply cutting off access to credit to intentionally destroy our economy. Now, we've got to get back to a sound economy. And certainly, there's nothing wrong with banking as long as it's done responsibly and it is done to maintain the stability of society rather than to enrich a small contingent. So go right ahead. It's up there, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But there is an elite. Galen has documented this readily, and that certainly they control America. But their real goal is control of the world. And now the timetable seems to be to destroy the infrastructure of our society. And boy, are they doing a great job. And the American people say, well, we know they're trying to get things better because President Obama says he's trying to create jobs to get the banks to loan. No, he's not trying to get jobs. He's trying to transfer our factories overseas, but he can't tell the American people that. And as far as trying to get the banks to loan, the Fed is paying the banks not to loan money. But they're not going to tell the American people that. Go right ahead, Galen.
Okay. You mentioned the Fed. The Federal Reserve was created by the Federal Reserve Act. And on December 22nd, 1913, the House of Representatives voted on the conference report on the Federal Reserve Act. And 298 people voted for it, 60 against it. And the 76 people had gone home for Christmas. That's the reason they held a vote right at Christmas. And then it went to the Senate on December 23rd, 1913. 43 voted for it, 25 against it, and 27 had already left for home. So there were enough people that left early to have killed the Federal Reserve Act, but They were probably paid to go home. And but anyway, the Federal Reserve then is, and as Stan has said many times, is not federal. There is no reserve, and it's a private corporation owned by the member banks, and they create money out of thin air. In the last year, they've probably created something like $12 trillion of new money. And Ron Paul has been finally successful in getting the House to pass a law or a bill demanding that the Federal Reserve be audited. And it's in the Senate now, and that'd be a conference committee. But people like Dodd have been fighting this because Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi have been fighting it because they put money in their pocket to fight it. And but once they need the audit bid, and once the results of the audit have been published, the next thing we need to do for the Fed is to nationalize the Federal Reserve System. And Stan and I have a mutual friend that that we have been getting a lot of good information from, Ellen Hodgson Brown. She came up with the idea of nationalizing the Fed, and also monetizing the debt, and so we can get out from under all this terrible control that the bankers have on us. And the banks have created mysterious products like derivatives and credit default swaps, and they've got a number of other terms they use for these gambling devices that they use. But if you look at, go back to the records on September 29, 2007, the J.P. Morgan Chase had total assets of $1.2 trillion. But they had created $91.7 trillion in derivatives. That's 76.4 times their asset value. Now, that's a Ponzi scheme. And if you take the top six banks who had a total asset value of $4.91 trillion, had issued $168.39 trillion in derivatives, or 34.3 times their net worth. That's a Ponzi scheme under any definition. And then they've created credit default swaps to insure these derivatives, so that if they go sour, you can collect on your insurance. And as of June 2008, there were $54.6 trillion of credit default swaps in circulation in the United States.
Well, I guess this morning, Galen Ross, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Talk.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic?
Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Well, I'm back with the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Galen Ross. Our number is 877-254-7524. And Galen is talking about the elite. What have the elite done to us? Well, they have simply taken us from war to war. They've used the wealth of America to bring about revolutions throughout the world, to bring tyrants to power in country after country, but tyrants who would go along with our plan for a world government. And the idea is we're going to bring democracy to the whole world. Of course, if they elect somebody we don't like, we simply send the jackals in and either kill them or have a revolution or replace them. We install our leaders throughout the world. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. Ladies and gentlemen, why is this taking place? Why? Because the real goal of our leaders is to bring about a world government. We can't tell you common people that. You don't understand. The elite have a different agenda because they worship a different god. Well, you go right ahead, Galen.
All right. Now, Ellen Brown, in her suggestion to nationalize the Federal Reserve, if we did that and nationalized the national banks under Congress, which is stipulated for by the Constitution, and then in some other further recommendations in further on in the book, I say that we need to bring all our military forces back to U.S. soil from every place in the world. And so if you do a number of these things, we can completely eliminate the income tax system, which eliminates the cost of the IRS. The IRS cost $11.4 billion a year. At least that was in 2008. And the interest on the federal debt in 2008 was $451 billion. So if we monetize the federal debt, nationalize the Federal Reserve, eliminate the IRS, bring our troops back home, we could probably cut the Defense Department and probably by 60%. And another one of my suggestions is we need to completely eliminate CIA. It's a federalized mafia.
Amen to that. Well, at least they got a code of conduct in the mafia. I'm not sure they have a code of conduct in the CIA.
Yeah, the mafia does have an honor.
Right.
But we could easily completely eliminate the U.S. Income tax. If we did that, everybody's life would be great. And then another very important thing we got to do is in terms of jobs. We allow our borders with Mexico to be completely open. Every now and then they'll arrest somebody or find a big loot of money. But they're bringing them in these container ships and containers on backs of trucks. And they're only But 1 or 2% of those are ever even looked at, much less inspected completely. But after we get absolute control of the border, and the only way you do that, the border with Mexico, is to have a 20-foot fence with concertina wire all along the top of it, having roving guards go up and down the fence to check, make sure it hadn't been penetrated. And then once we control the border, then we can have a visa system to allow the migrant workers to cross over under controlled conditions. After they've done their job, then they go back to Mexico. And I don't have a problem with using Mexican labor if we can't get our own people to do a lot of these jobs, but they need to do it in a controlled way. But if you look at the Defense Department, and I've done a study of all wars in the United States has been involved in since 1900 to the year 2008. And during that time of right at 108 years, we've had casualties of 654,937 killed in action. We've got almost 1.2 million were injured in action, and we spent $1 trillion in all these wars since 1900 to 2008. Now, we have no business meddling in the business of foreign countries. You can take any example you want. Iran, for example, if they want to have nuclear power, that's none of our business, and we shouldn't be changing the leaders of foreign nations by killing them or bribing their opponents. We need to stay out of the business of foreign countries. What if China were to come over and invade our nation and have drones up in the air that would fire rockets down, killing innocent citizens, and have Chinese soldiers marching them down our streets? I'd be first in line to become a mercenary. I'd be after them. And so there's no difference between that and what we're doing to other nations around the world, like Iraq and Afghanistan and many others. We have no business doing that. And so we must get our military industrial complex under control, and the only way to do that is to bring them back to our shores and get absolute control over their budget. And wars have been conducted for the profits of major corporations, and there's a woman named Goodly Snapper. Was the wife of our...
Again, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. We'll talk to you real soon.
It's Bye-bye. Been a pleasure, Stan. Thanks a lot.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'll just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported, and if you are in a position to help us maintain our network of 60 stations, why, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or go to our webpage at radioliberty.com, and there's a PayPal button there. It's a convenient way if you're in a position to help. And if you're not, why, we ask for your prayers for our provision and protection, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a supernatural realm behind what's going on. Did a fascinating program last night with a podiatric surgeon who has actually removed chips from people who've had alien encounters. Fascinating discussion on one aspect of what's going on, but there really is a supernatural realm. If you haven't heard our 4-tape set on the supernatural, you really need to get it. And the book that goes with it, written by Joanna Michelson, The Beautiful Side of Evil. The Beautiful Side of Evil. A woman who is being trained as a faith healer. Of course, she didn't realize that she was really a sorcerer's apprentice. The woman she was training under was a sorcerer who could actually carry out miraculous actions. But, of course, they were all brought about because of her allegiance to this supernatural power, a very dark power. You need to get our book, Hostage to the Devil, written by Malachi Martin, and get our 4-tape set of interviews with Malachi Martin. You need to get our 4-tape set on satanic crimes and the book Satanic Crimes. And we need to get the book we're carrying called Alien Interviews. Alien Interviews, written by Lynn Marzulli. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he actually has interviewed many people, many of them PhDs, many of them people who are in academics, who've looked into this whole supernatural realm and have been horrified to find out that it's really true. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What energizes these people who are in the process of destroying our economy today, who are intent upon transferring our wealth and prosperity and manufacturing to other countries? Well, that's, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the forbidden secret and on the financial Armageddon. And that, of course, we hope many of you out there will begin to understand we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political ideological and cultural battlefield. We hope you'll begin to organize locally, that you will think globally but act locally to begin to take back this country. Because if you do not, this country is going to be destroyed, and your children will, of course, live in abject slavery. All right, number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our vision, our vision.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that